This webcast is a service of South Dakota Public Broadcasting. More information at sd.net.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Clerk will please call the roll.
Anderson.
Here.
Bartles.
Here.
Barthel. Beal. Bordeaux. Borglum.
Here.
Bruner.
Here.
Chafee.
Here.
Chase. Schwach. Dennert. Deutsch. Dietrich. Duba. Duval. Fink. Freimuller. Glanzer. Goodwin. Gosh.
Here.
Greenfield Lana. Gross. Hammock.
Here.
Hansen.
Here.
Hoggard.
Here.
Healy. Howard.
Here.
Hunhoff. Jensen, Kevin. Johns.
Here.
Johnson, Chris.
Here.
Johnson, David.
Here.
Carr. Koth. Latterell. Lesmeister.
Here.
Livermont.
Here.
Marty. McCleary.
Here.
Mills. Milstead. Miss Kimmis.
Here.
Mullally.
Here.
Olson.
Here.
Otten Herman. Overweg. Perry. Peterson Kent.
Here.
Peterson Sue. Pischke.
Here.
Post. Puyer.
Here.
Qualm.
Here.
Randolph.
Here.
Rasmussen.
Here.
Reed. Reimer.
Here.
Ring. Rounds.
Here.
Saba. Smith, Jamie.
Here.
St. John. Steele. Sullivan. Wangsness.
Here.
Weiss.
Here.
Weesey. Willitson.
Here.
York. Zickmund. Mr. Speaker, a quorum is present.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Thanks for the coordination on that, Leader Qualm. I know you were doing a good count and making sure that we had a quorum, so thanks very much for that. Thanks for all those who remained to make sure we had a quorum so we can basically sign in, sign out today. Order of business number 3, approval of the journal.
Mr. Speaker, the Committee on Legislative Procedure respectfully reports that the Chief Clerk of the House has had under consideration the House Journal of the third day. All errors, typographical or otherwise, are duly marked in the temporary journal for correction. And we hereby move the adoption of the report. Respectfully submitted, Stephen Hoggard, Chair.
That motion having been made and seconded. Discussion on that motion? Hearing none. All those in favor say aye. Those opposed, nay. Motion carries. We'll move on to we'll move on to messages from the Senate.
Message from the Senate, January 16, 2020. Mr. Speaker, I have the honor to inform your honorable body that the Senate has adopted the report of the Joint Select Committee relative to making arrangements for a memorial recognition of deceased former members of the Senate and the House. Respectfully, Kay Johnson, Secretary.
Consideration of reports of committees.
Representative Qualm moved that the report of the Standing Committee on House Legislative Procedure be adopted and that the temporary House rules adopted by the 95th Legislative Session be adopted as the permanent House rules of the 95th Legislative Session with the changes adopted in the House Legislative Procedure Committee report.
That motion has been made and seconded. Any discussion on the motion? Representative Rounds.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Have these rules been delivered to the floor for review?
Is clerk aware of that?
They were read yesterday on the floor, but copies were not made and placed on the desks.
Mr. Speaker, if I may, I haven't seen the rules that we're adopting for the 95th Legislative Session. I would move that we defer final action until Tuesday so we get a chance to review the rules and we get more here to participate. Thank you.
That motion having been made and seconded, discussion on the motion beyond what the comments were. I'm assuming that Speaker Pro Tem will make the appropriate motion at this time.
Ditto.
Okay, now the remarks are the remarks. Ditto. Thank you. Those are well received. Any further discussion on that motion? The actual motion is that the matter be deferred until the... Mr. Representative Rounds, would you like to clarify?
Clarify, this would be voice since it's not final action?
That's fine.
Okay, thank you.
But the motion is to defer to the fifth legislative day. All right. Hearing no further discussion of the motion, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Motion carries. First reading of House bills.
House Bill 1061, exempt vehicles owned by improvement districts from certain vehicle registration fees. House Bill 1062, increase the financial empowerment of state residents. House Bill 1063, revise certain provisions regarding the purchase, distribution, and sale of tobacco products to persons under the age of 21. House Bill 1064 restricts certain vapor products.
Speaker is assigned to House Health and Human Services Committee, House Bill 1063 and House Bill 1064. And the following bills, having had their first reading, are now being assigned House to House Commerce and Energy, House Bill 1039, to House Education, House Bill 1031. I think we've cleaned up about as much business as we're going to do today. Are there personal privileges that anyone would like to take? Representative Duvall.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I would ask the House members who are here today to welcome my mom and dad, Dan and Bev Lindblom from Rapid City, to the chambers. Thanks, Mom and Dad.
Welcome. Interesting to note that today our votes count just about as much as a full Senate count would be, so. Representative Bruner.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. For those in the Ag Committee who will probably not open their MyLRC and see this, I'll just announce we're not having an Ag Committee meeting Tuesday morning. No meeting, so gives you an extra half day. I know, Sam. But and hi, Dan and Bev. Good to see you here.
Representative Rounds.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Ladies and gentlemen of the House, today we have with us, if you look around, there are a lot of red shirts in the gallery, and some of you may have gotten down to the rotunda today. The rotunda, the activities down there were sponsored by Abate. And if you got a chance to go down there and get a pen or get a great cup of coffee, it's much better than what we have back here. And visit with these people. They come from all over the state. They got over 75 members here today. And I want you to keep in mind, this is a motorcycle club, and we got blizzards out there where we're worried about getting home today, and they're a motorcycle club, and they're here today. So we thank you. And Mr. Speaker, if I may, a little bit about Abate, and I think most of you know what Abate is. It's a grassroots motorcycle rights organization that acts as a legislative watchdog for all motorcycle laws in South Dakota. Abate is a brotherhood of awareness and training and education for motorcycle operation. With them today is a very longtime member, and I saw him earlier. He also happens to be a former member of this body. Is he here someplace? Oh, is he above me? Oh, he's above me. I hope he's standing, because you wouldn't be able to see him if he's seated. But this gentleman was a mentor of mine in the 1870s and 1880s. He was here for a long time. He chaired appropriations. I have so much respect for this gentleman. Please welcome back to our chamber former Representative Jim Putnam.
Welcome.
And Mr. Speaker, if I may, we have a member of this body who is a member of Abate, recently appointed to this body, so he hasn't really had a lot of time to get adjusted, but the good representative, Overwig, is a member of Abate, and I'd like him to say a few words about his organization. So I'm going to defer my time to Representative Overwig.
Well, before you do that, I'd just like to comment that I think when Representative Putnam was here last time, I don't think you made those same comments. Now we know who to blame. Representative Overwig.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Thank you, Representative Rounds. You wonder why Abate loves it when you introduce them. Good job. I am a member of Abate. I'm a member of two chapters. I'm active in South Central. We're up here. There you go. And I also am a member of Rushmore out of Rapid. I don't do much for you. I'm not very active out there, but it's a long drive. But it has been my just such a pleasurable experience working with these people and what they do. I've heard some of you legislators say how organized debate is compared to other groups. And I really do. And they work hard. And it's not just motorcycles. They are about freedom. And they're about protecting our freedom. And I hope that debate stays strong in South Dakota for a long time. Thank you.
Representative Rounds.
I know everybody wants to go home, but I made a mistake. And I got to give a chocolate to the Speaker Pro Tem, but I did miss
But nothing. We want to go home.
I did miss another member. Who's on the floor. Representative Mullally is also a member of the bait. So we appreciate what those two bring. If you want to say a few words, I would defer time to you, but thank you for serving.
Who else besides Mullally? Anderson? And Borglum, are you all members of a bait? Well, great. Well, I'm not a member of a bait, but I remember in college when I was riding my motorcycle down the interstate, I had a lock on my throttle so I could just lock it in and I could lay back. I don't think that was real wise, but I did wear a helmet. Any other comments, introductions? Any other announcements? Hearing none.
Mr. Speaker.
Representative Bartles.
Mr. Speaker, I move we adjourn.
Second!
That motion having been made with an emphatic second, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay.
No!
All right. We'll conduct some more business. So, any other announcements? The motion failed on the voice vote. Okay, we'll do it one more. Yeah, Representative Rounds.
I have another announcement.
The assistant clerk is asking if it was actually the staff here is asking if it's 2 o'clock on Tuesday, and I believe that's correct. I think we have another announcement brewing over here somewhere. Representative Bartles is still standing.
Mr. Speaker, I move we adjourn.
All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay.
No!
I think the ayes got it this time. We are adjourned.